Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Saturate. We want to continue our study in the eternal security of the believer. Today, with point number 4, we've done 1, salvation can't be lost because it's a free gift of God. 2, your salvation is not lost because it's an imputation from a substitute. 3, we did yesterday, salvation cannot be lost because it is an eternally new position in Christ. And today, number 4, the blessing of salvation cannot be lost because of what I believe, what the Bible says about election and predestination. And we're going to get into that today. I want to do this song first. Honey, I love this lady, and every time she sings, it makes me want to stand up on my feet, clap my hands, and shout. I know you'll be blessed and you'll like this song because God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Enjoy this. We'll be right back.
God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. God will He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and you will not have the room, not because of you, but because He is good, and you will not have the room to receive it.
Sing it again.
Well, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. My God will He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I do believe that God will He'll open up the windows, pour you out a blessing. Yes, and you will not have the room, not because of you, not because of you, but because He's good, and you will not have the room to receive it. Listen, let me tell you about the God I serve, how He keeps on blessing me. Still be worthy of all my praise if He didn't do another thing. But He woke me up and He started me along my way, while the blood is still running warm in my veins. I'm in the land of the living for one more day. God has really been good to me. Do you believe that God will open? He'll open up the windows and pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out.
Yes, my God will open. He'll open up the windows and pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out.
I do believe that God will open. He'll open up the windows of heaven. Your back.
and food on your table and supplied every one of your needs. So instead of thinking about the things that you don't have yet, thank God for what you have and what you have left. I know that you will find you've really been blessed.
Standing on your feet, praise God, praise God. Isn't that the good stuff? I told you it was good, didn't I? My. Babby Mason, get her music. Such a blessing. Folks, point number four today, we want to get into the blessing of salvation cannot be lost because of this teaching of election and predestination. So many people have this idea that election and predestination deals with God choosing from the beginning of the world who would believe and who would not, and who would be saved and who would not be saved. And I just do not adhere to that teaching. What I do adhere to is I believe that he does have predestination and election for those who will choose Christ. We're not robots, people. God did not create us to be robots. He created us to have a free will. And we've talked about this before. I know every time I've chosen my free will over his will for me, it always drags me down. There's no way that election removes the responsibility of you and me to make the right choice. And we have a choice today, and his name is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is doing everything in his power to come in and do his job. And we've said it a bunch of times, let's say it again. His job in this world is to convince the world, the lost people, of sin. And what is the sin? It's not sins, plural. It's sin. It's the one sin that will take you to hell, and that's the sin of unbelief. Because if you do not believe, you say, well, I don't know. I live my life by 100% proof. No, you do not. Don't ever say that again. You do not live by 100% proof. Do you go to the doctor and get medicine from the, when you go to the pharmacy, do you make them pull you out a sheet and show you the chemical properties? Every time you go to the doctor, do you make him prove that he's got the board licensure and you go inspect all of his documents? No, you take it by faith. You take that medicine from the pharmacy by faith. When you get on an airplane and fly, you might say, well, I just don't fly. Well, for those who do fly, do you go check to see if the pilot has a pilot's license in his pocket? Or do you listen to him tell you, sit back and it's going to be a fine ride to wherever you're going? You take it by faith. Folks, let me tell you, there's a lot of things in life. The list can go on and on and on. You do not live life by being 100% proven anything. Point number four today talks about the election that God has elected you once you have given your will to believe in Jesus Christ and accepted him. We talked about this in point three. You became a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And God's responsibility in that and his choice is to predestine you to be saved eternally secure. I hope I said that right. Let's hit a few scriptures here. You have responsibility. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-13 says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, notice some very important things in those first three verses. It says them and they, talking about somebody on, not us, not you and me, believers. We're talking about people who will not believe. They choose not to believe. It says in verse 13, though, it says, but we, now this is us, this we, who, we who? We who have chosen and been responsible to believe in a Savior. That's who. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Now, folks, you know, that doesn't mean you were predestined from the beginning of the world to be the ones that were saved and somebody else predestined from the beginning of the world not to. It means that once you have given over and given your will into trust in Jesus Christ, He has predestined you to be saved. Look what happened to the Jews. Here's what happened to the Jews in Acts 13:46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it's necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, talking about the Jewish people. But seeing you put it far from you, or put it from you, and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, what? Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And what did the Gentiles do? In verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Come on, folks. Here's a very familiar scripture, Romans 8:28, but we're going to read some more. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and who he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? This is predestination, folks, is that once you will accept Christ as your personal Savior, you're guaranteed. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to become conformed to the image of his Son, that it might be the firstborn among brethren. Your election guarantees glorification. Look at this. It says if you he predestinated you, he called you, he justified you, he will also glorify you. And he promises you also that there will be no condemnation. What does Romans 8:1 say? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It does not continue to say in the original Greek, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. It plainly says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. One more says, what shall we say then to these things? Well, let me go to verse 32 of Romans chapter 8. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And we'll close with this one, 1 Peter 1, verse 2 through 5. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, underline that please, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hey, we love you. Thanks for coming to Saturate. Hope you'll let the radio station know you enjoy it. We want to see you again tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye-bye.